Okay, let me just get the best. Okay, so we're going to start recording and.
And this is a painting of Paul Ehrlich, a German physician, chemist, scientist who won a Nobel Prize sometime in the early part of the 20th century. Now, my father was a physician, and he interned in an institute that was headed by Ehrlich in Frankfurt, Germany. And at one point, a painting of Ehrlich that looked very much like this appeared on the cover of a German medical magazine. And my dad, on a vacation, bumped into the painter who made that painting, and my father said, "Would you please make a copy, paint another one for me?" And he did. This painting hung in our living room in Nuremberg, Germany, where I grew up. And I always thought it was my grandfather. I had no idea when I was a child who Paul Ehrlich was. Well, there was a rather unpleasant event in November 1938 called Kristallnacht, where the Nazis sent troops, or stormtroopers, into Jewish homes and tried to demolish as much of the furnishings as possible. And this painting was a victim of that also, and it was torn to shreds. And my father was about to throw it out when, the day after Kristallnacht, a gentleman appeared in our apartment and said he was a restorer of paintings, and he had heard of my father's loss, and he would like to restore it. So we gave it to him, and 2 days later he came back with a painting under his arm, and it looked pretty much restored. And my father said, "Well, I'd like to pay you for that." And he said, no, I want to show you that not all the Germans were in sympathy with what happened on Kristallnacht." So the painting hung in our living room again for a couple of days before we left for the United States. So that's the history of this painting. I don't know the name of the artist, I think that at some point in time this painting will be donated to the Chemical Heritage Foundation. So that is the story of the painting of Paul Ehrlich.
I agree.
Is that what you wanted?